Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
People tweeting me are very interesting, Limits. Very interesting.
Oh, boy. What are they saying?
Lots of things. Hey, I didn't know much about this George Pickens camp until I just read about it. I think we need to dive into this before we do anything else.
Yeah, we should. And Kabali had a report about that earlier, and he's going to join us coming up in just over an hour.
So the George Pickens Youth Football Camp update, True Edge Sports is, I guess, sponsoring this camp. I'm just going to read from this. Now, there are two sides to every story, I guess, but this is their side. Dear families, thank you for your patience in regard to the George Pickens Youth Football Camp scheduled for June 28th at Highmark Stadium. What's the date today, Limits?
June 25th.
So 3 days away by my mathematical calculations. As many of you know, George Pickens was traded to the Cowboys. Immediately following the trade, our team contacted George's representation to confirm whether he would still honor his commitment. We were promptly assured he would. So they communicated that to the families. And now we get to this part. Unfortunately, as of last week, True Edge was notified by George's team that he has decided to walk back on his word and is no longer interested in attending the camp. Let us be very clear. We're deeply frustrated by this decision and the position it has placed all of us in. We were fully prepared to host a camp this Saturday because we were led to believe George would follow through on his commitment. His sudden decision to back out not only reflects a disappointing lack of accountability, but also shows a disregard for the families and children who were excited to meet him. We're incredibly disappointed by his actions, etc. This is unbelievable, Limits. And then they go on to say, and here's the turn in the story. That said, we are determined for this event to be a wonderful experience. As soon as we are informed of George's decision, our team went to preserve this event. We're pleased to share that Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth has officially committed to stepping in as a guest for this camp. And additionally, we are actively in talks with multiple other Steeler players and fully intend to build out an exciting camp. Man, what a story. So, we haven't heard from George.
Nope.
But it sure doesn't look good, does it?
No, but the first thing that I want to say to this is good on Pat Freiermuth. Like, everything we've heard, Pat's a really nice guy.
Yes.
Got a chance to meet him last year at Celebrity Softball. Like, Pat is a good dude. Good for him for stepping up for these kids so that he's going to be a big part in this. I commend him for this.
Right. And I do, too. And I'm sure other Steelers will step up. But this, again, reflects poorly on the Steelers taking this guy in the first place. And in some ways, it's a tired, old story. But it's a true story. And it gets completely distorted when it's funneled through national sports media types. Wow, Mike Tomlin. Man, he keeps those guys under control in Pittsburgh. That's amazing what he does with those guys. Keeps them on the field, keeps them productive, these receivers. Let's not get the story wrong, okay? There were red flags all over George Pickens coming into that draft. And I could go back and we could go over Bruce Feldman's story quoting scouts and coaches in college and the pros saying this kid has been enabled his whole life. Enabled his whole life. I wouldn't touch him, one scout said. Well, the Steelers, somehow emboldened by what, I don't know, because their history with these types of problematic receivers is horrific under Tomlin, thought that they could create, thought that they have the type of environment in which a guy like this could thrive. Instead, it's the type of environment where a guy like this feels enabled and emboldened. This is the guy, a guy who walks out on his teammates, a guy who walks out on kids and families in a camp. This is the guy they drafted. This is the guy Mike Tomlin drafted. And then following a very similar pattern, got some production out of him, couldn't control him once the guy went south, and had to trade him. How many times has that happened? Deontay Johnson seemed like a great character guy. Got here, was productive, gave him a little money, started to show some strange signs, started to go south a little. Tomlin couldn't bring him back, couldn't reel him back in, traded him. Chase Claypool, same thing. Antonio Brown, you got a lot more production for many more years out of, but the same result. Martavis Bryant, the same result, the same storyline. So how is this funneled through national media into, wow, that amazing Mike Tomlin? These guys go other places and don't do anything. They got production in Pittsburgh, and man, can he handle these guys? What an environment there in Pittsburgh. Yeah, it's something, let me tell you. It's something. So they lived with this guy for how many years was he here? Three?
Yes.
George Pickens. And all it did was get worse and worse and worse. And they paid no attention. None. They arrogantly drafted this guy thinking they were the team that could handle him. And in the end, they were the team, or a team, that absolutely could not. And he's gone. And nothing changed. He only got worse when he was here. So let's just make sure we have the story straight on George Pickens. But yes, Freiermuth stepping in there is awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. And hopefully a couple other Steelers will be able to do that as well. But it's just an indictment of who George Pickens is, unfortunately, and what his track record has proven him to be. Like, he commits to it, and then just days before, a week before, ultimately says, I'm just not going to be there. That's just a life thing. Like, that, just separated from football. If you make a huge commitment like this, and you ultimately back out, and no matter what it is, like, if you're speaking at a big event, and you're supposed to be the keynote speaker, or if you're running for election or something, and then people get behind you, people are excited to see you, and then ultimately, you back out. It's just a terrible thing.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him yet, but if it was something like, you know, really bad that happened or something, you'd think it wouldn't have followed the pattern that True Edge said it did, the place running the camp. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was like, yeah, we'll be there. And then the reps say, no, he's not going to be there, sort of at the last second.
Like, if there was a personal matter or something big had happened to Pickens that was, like, very unfortunate, the verbiage that True Edge used would not nearly
be
what this is. No,
you'd think.
It would not.
Speaking of another receiver that Mike Tomlin couldn't handle, Deontay Johnson reveals the reason he refused to enter a game for the Ravens last season. You remember this, Limits?
I do, yes, and he got suspended and ultimately let go.
He admitted in an interview on the Sports and Suits podcast earlier this month that he refused to go in a Week 13 game against the Eagles. It was a day on which it was 44 was the high and 21 was the low. Okay? Now, I know you think 30 degrees is cold based on your tweet yesterday. I don't think
it's that cold. Probably should have said 20 degrees, but there were a lot more people on my side than I expected. I like the weather hot than I like it cold.
I know, and we can talk about that later.
Sure.
And I respect your opinion. So this is what Deontay tells this podcast, and I quote, end of the third, going into the fourth, they were like, Tay, we need you. I was like, nah, I don't think it's a good idea for me. Like, my legs are already ice cold, and I didn't want to go out there and put bad stuff on film.
Oh, like the frozen cadaver Cordarrelle Patterson going out there.
He might have a point. You know, if only Arthur Smith had listened here and not put the frozen cadavers of Cordarrelle Patterson and Justin Fields into different games. I'll never forget Justin Fields throwing that pass down the right sidelines in Cleveland.
Yes.
I'll just never forget that. Russell Wilson was on fire in the second half. They couldn't stop him. And Smith's best thinking was, let's put in frozen Justin Fields, who hasn't thrown a pass. Now, he had come into that game and run. He hasn't thrown a pass in over a month. Let's have him try to make a huge third down pass way down the right sideline.
In the snow.
And Mike Tomlin let it happen in the snow. So anyways, I've never heard anybody say something like that about not going into a game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And guess where he plays now as the punchline limits?
Cleveland!
Yes.
It's really warm in Cleveland, everyone.
Yes, he plays in Cleveland.
And there is lake effect snow. So if Deontay thought it was too cold when he was playing for the Ravens, just wait until you go further north, Deontay.
Like, if you're Cleveland, what would lead you to believe this is going to go well? He signed with the Browns in April, a one-year, $1.7 million deal. Who makes that decision? And shouldn't that person be immediately fired?
I wonder how much influence the owner has in this. Like, how
does he care to that point in the depth chart? Maybe he does.
Well, I mean, fair, because he's the one that ultimately, I think, picked Shedeur Sanders. He's the one that ultimately made the move to go get Deshaun Watson. Maybe Deontay Johnson does not factor into this. You're talking about a wide receiver on a minimal deal. But whoever is making that call, Andrew Berry, whatever, maybe Jimmy Haslam seeing what Deontay did in Pittsburgh and ultimately earning a contract, he said, oh, we can get this guy for a bargain deal. Go make it happen, Andrew Berry.
By the way, I'm sure the Browns are thrilled that Deontay is telling the world who he thinks the Browns want to be their quarterback. And it's old toddler hands. He said, and I quote, I think they're going to roll with Kenny for right now.
Well, they're not going to roll with Shedeur because he's rolling too fast on the parkway right now at 101.
I've been seeing Kenny going like right now with the ones, then Joe will come in, Flacco. I think they're probably going to roll with Kenny to see he's coming off a season with Philly and having a Super Bowl. What? What? All he did was watch. We both did as much as Kenny Pickett.
He took a knee at the very end of the Super Bowl. He threw like one pass.
So I think they're going to stick with him through the preseason. Then you know they can live with Joe and what he brings to the table. I'm sure that Stefanski and Andrew Berry and everybody there is thrilled that Deontay's giving his opinion of what the game plan is with their quarterbacks going into the season. So my final question on him, a limitless wonder. Does he suit up for the first game? Is he still on
no.
the team for game one?
No.
I think no.
No, I think they'll cut him because they're not paying him much money. They could basically just move on from him and it'd be like nothing ever happened. No, I don't think he's going to find a way to work his way out of there.
I think so too. Man, for a day where I didn't think there might be a lot to talk about, there's tons of stuff happening.
What if Deontay, Chase Claypool, and another wide receiver of Steelers past, like Martavis Bryant, all teamed up on a UFL team? How do you think they would perform?
Well, here's the thing. They're all pretty talented. How about a flag football team? You'd have a hell of a flag football team if any of them showed up.
What if there was a random country that decided, you know what, that was just allowed to take whatever cast
off citizenship?
NFL players,
yeah.
And they get Chase Claypool, Deontay, we'll throw Cordero in there, and Martavis Bryant.
Well,
that's your team.
You'd have some pot smoking happening. You would have music
at practice,
yes. For Claypool. You'd have people quitting in the middle of the game.
You'd have a lot of running backwards drills.
Yeah. So the Steelers have done a wonderful job identifying, you know, high character guys, right?
Yes.
At receiver. But you won't hear that. All you hear about is how Mike Tomlin, man, does he handle those guys in Pittsburgh.
Very well.
What a culture in Pittsburgh. What a great place for Aaron Rodgers, for example, to drop into. The old stable Steelers performing above the mean for the last 25 years. Unfortunately, haven't been competitive in a single playoff game in almost a decade. Right? Am I right or
no,
wrong?
No, you're 1,000% right.
Am I right or
wrong?
And
they just show, and over and over and over again, talking about the same things that they think they can change wide receivers. And like, when does that ultimately end?
I don't know.
I don't think
I like Metcalf. I do like him too. You know?
I don't think he
seems like a high character guy.
It doesn't seem like Roman Wilson is that type of guy. I mean, we got to see him on the field and actually perform and play, and hopefully he's able to pick up the playbook. So hopefully Roman Wilson, even though we've seen nothing, is the start of a new trend for them drafting wide receivers, where it's not guys with huge diva quotients.
Limits, let's go to college football for a moment.
Please.
We're going to talk about this coming back. The top three from CBS and how you're going to become very angry.
Oh, boy.
And also Bill Belichick. I mean, let's be honest. This is a great story, the whole thing. Is it not?
Oh, yeah. Incredible story.
The fact that he's coaching North Carolina.
And Jordan Hudson is his offensive coordinator.
Yeah, practically.
Yeah.
I want to tell you where Belichick's recruiting class ranked in the ACC and where his transfer class ranks. And then we're going to make a prediction on him. But first, you're going to get angry.
Oh,
Zangrilli at noon?
Zangrilli at noon. Kabali for an hour on video, unless he backs out.
At 12:30?
12:30, yes.
We have a lot to talk about with him, too. Plus, Limits, we haven't done our quarter century series topic for the day
yet.
No. We haven't done our...
We haven't gotten to what Greg Brown said about the Pirates
at
the deadline.
We have to do that along with college football next. We have to get to that one.
Let's do it.
Greg Brown... With a little bit of a bombshell yesterday, I would call it.
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. Probably a little fresh.
This is a fresh take from Greg Brown.
Probably a little fresh. Greg Brown dropped a little bombshell on Malzi and Donnie yesterday. Let's talk about that, and then we'll tick off Limits before we get to Dan Zangrilli on the O'Neill Cruise incident. All of that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.